I'm Stephanie Wolf with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A House committee heard hours-long testimony on allegations of a pattern of misconduct by the state's attorney general. The committee secretly greenlit its probe into Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's behavior in March. And yesterday, four investigators told committee members they believe Paxton broke a number of state laws, misspent office money, and abused his power. The inquiry first brought up a proposed $3.3 million agreement to settle a whistleblower lawsuit. Four high-ranking deputies in Paxton's office filed the suit, alleging retaliation. They were fired after accusing Paxton of taking bribes and participating in other misconduct. The payout would need to be authorized by the state legislature. And committee chair, Republican Representative Andrew Murr, said a settlement would also stave off a trial, during which evidence of Paxton's alleged wrongdoing would be aired out. Murr questioned if Paxton was trying to get lawmakers to participate in a cover-up, one involving taxpayer dollars. Yesterday's testimony also walked through the allegations laid out by the whistleblowers, including that Paxton went beyond the normal scope of his duties to help a friend and political donor. The employees said they were terminated after reporting Paxton to law enforcement. It's rare for a committee that typically operates behind closed doors to hold a public forum for the investigators' report. Paxton released a statement castigating the committee. He said he can disprove the allegations and that the inquiry is damaging his work as attorney general. From here, the committee could recommend censuring Paxton or impeaching him. Diapers, maternity clothes, and menstrual products could become sales tax-free in Texas if Senate Bill 379 becomes law. The House passed a proposal to ban what's been dubbed the tampon tax this week. The bill has already cleared the Senate. Texas Democrats have been pushing for such a bill for years. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has said he supports repealing the tax, and other GOP leaders have thrown their support behind it as well, saying it would bring tax relief to many Texas families. Other items that could become sales tax-free under the bill include baby wipes, breast milk pumping supplies, and baby bottles. As the legislative session nears its end, lawmakers have missed key deadlines on some bills and voted down others, spelling their end. That includes a proposal that would have reined in local regulations on new housing construction. Proponents have said these regulations were getting in the way of building new homes, which the state greatly needs as its population continues to boom. But the bill found opposition in both parties and among neighborhood groups. Democrats also expressed concern that the bill was further infringing on cities and counties' rights to make their own rules. Additionally, a bill requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every Texas classroom failed this week. Senators quickly advanced Senate Bill 1515, which was pushed by conservative Christians, and it got initial approval from the House. But it was one of dozens of bills that missed the deadline to get onto the House's calendar for a full chamber vote. And a bill restricting foreign land ownership also missed an important deadline. Senate Bill 147 would have limited the purchase of farm and timberland, plus oil and gas rights, by any entities or people with ties to China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. Critics said the bill was discriminatory, while lawmakers said it would strengthen local food and energy security. Check for updates to any of these stories at texastribune.org. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Stephanie Wolf with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by University of Texas at Arlington. UT Arlington's commitment to excellence keeps Texas strong with highly skilled graduates for the Texas workforce and life-changing research. More at uta.edu. And get ready to explore the latest in politics, public policy, and the media, with the lawmakers and thought leaders making the news at the Texas Tribune Festival. That's happening September 21st through the 23rd in downtown Austin. Discounted tickets are on sale now through May 31st. More at tribfest.org.